In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who believe that your only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended this day to the heavens, may in spirit dwell already in heavenly realms, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. So a couple announcements. First, we did start back to Mass this week, so we're back on our normal Mass schedule. Our crowds have been not too bad, and we've had probably about 100 or 120 people come to Mass during the week. And so there's enough room that if you are wanting to get to Mass but you're worried about the crowds being too big, you might consider coming during the week, particularly Thursday or Friday morning. Those Masses tend to be our lowest attended during the week, and so if you want to dip your toes in the water and just see if you're comfortable coming to Mass, then I would encourage you to look at Thursday or Friday. As we move forward, we'll stay at this level of crowds in the church for a while, and then we'll get instructions from the diocese about when we can start to allow more people in. So for the time being, come to church if you want. If you're not comfortable coming to church, then that's okay. Stay at home. You're still dispensed from Mass and still at home if you want to watch Mass on TV or you want to pray a rosary or you want to look at the readings for the day or whatever, then those are good practices, obviously, to have, not just on Sunday, but any day that we are able to wake up. So just keep that in mind as we move forward. Also, we have been bringing some of our people into church that were supposed to come in on the Easter Vigil, and so I was able to baptize and confirm and give First Communion to a couple of those folks who are coming into the church yet. We don't yet have dates for confirmation. We have set up a time, a possible date to have First Communion for our second graders, but you know, with the reduced crowd size, we're not able to invite a lot of people to that, so it'll just be for immediate family in there. Maybe as we get closer, we'll be able to open up more, but at this time, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to. The construction on the church has continued. They got the walls poured for the basement this week, and block has been delivered, and so they should actually start to build up the walls, certainly with the connector next week. So they're also going to be doing quite a bit of work inside, so it'll be a little hard to see, but the construction work is definitely ramping up, and really looking forward to seeing all of that start to take place. So continue to give to the campaign. You guys have been generous so far, and continue to do so if you're able. And now let us turn to our Lord and bring our prayers before him. We pray for our national and world leaders, that they may be given wisdom during this time to help the world and all her citizens. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for our church leaders, that God will grant them courage and wisdom to minister to their separated flocks. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for emergency workers and first responders. Protect them as they work to protect us. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for doctors, nurses, and all in the medical fields, that God will guide and protect them as they try to heal those who are ill. We pray to the Lord. The Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are alone, isolated, or in a dark place spiritually and emotionally, that they may feel God's presence and love. We pray to the Lord. The Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for families, that this time may be a source of joy and a wellspring of love. We pray to the Lord. The Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for students, that they can continue to learn during these times. We pray to the Lord. The Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all the sick, those suffering from this epidemic, that the Lord may heal them and comfort their families. We pray to the Lord. The Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for our beloved dead, especially Bob Haviland from our community. May God grant them eternal rest in his heavenly kingdom. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Now let us pray as our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And now let us make our spiritual act of communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things. I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And our campaign prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your constant blessings you bestow upon our parish. Be with us during this time of renovation, for without you we labor in vain. We ask for more than changes to our physical buildings. Pour out your graces to spiritually renew us as well. May our love for you grow deeper and our faith be strengthened. Give us compassionate hearts to serve others and a strong desire to do your will. May St. Michael's always be our spiritual home, where we are nourished by your word and sacraments, so that we may go forth and bring the light of Christ to others. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defender in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and to thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the Lord be with you, with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.